Well, I am a little bit nervous following Jay-Z. I may not be a golden boy, but I've got a golden shirt. So, you know, for some reason, technology is evading my abilities. So, well, I am grateful to be here. I would say that I see myself as the least of these men speaking, and so I appreciate Sam and the invitation to come and speak. My task is to differentiate between two understandings of elders in the local church. As Sam said, between elder-ruled and elder-led. Let me venture to briefly define those terms, and then I will want to push deeper in. In an elder-ruled church, I hope both of these definitions are approved of by those who stand in those places, but in an elder-ruled church, generally the elders exercise oversight and authority inside the accountability of the elder body. The church is governed by the elders, and they bear the weight and responsibility before God for the direction and leadership of the local church in all areas. In an elder-led church, again, generally, the church is governed by the congregation under the leadership and guidance of the elders, and each elder continues to exercise authority and oversight as long as the congregation continues to affirm their biblical fitness to this office and in this way share the burden of responsibility before God in differing ways. If we could get a bit more detailed and nuanced, I would, but we don't have time. Bigger fish to fry, some might say. The key differentiation is under God, right? And that's critically important. We've talked about that over and over again. But under God, who will rule the church? In both of these cases, there's a biblical framework for the elders to lead and shepherd, to teach and guide the doctrinal and biblical direction of the body. And we should all agree there. We're not talking about a mere board of decision makers. Both of these models would affirm the office of elder as an overseer and shepherding office in the same kind of way we would see in Hebrews chapter 13, verse 17, or 1 Peter 5. All right, there's a submission and accountability that the body has to the elders who are watching over their souls. In both elder rule and elder-led churches, and we've heard this already, but I'm going to say it again, Christ is the head of the church, not the elders. Not the congregation. I'm confident that in discussions with elders in either of these camps, that you'll find valid and serious practical and biblical concerns for why they're convicted one way or the other. An elder-governed church is probably very concerned about an unregenerate mix of congregants governing Christ's church, and shouldn't we all be concerned about that? An elder-led church is likely concerned about elders lording their shepherding over the body or want to protect the body in light of the many scriptural warnings against false teachers. And shouldn't we all take that seriously? Right. And what may be surprising is that both elder-ruled and elder-led churches likely approach these issues in many of the same ways. So then the question must move from fears or worries or past hurts, even our conviction about elders, towards something else. The question must necessarily drive us to the role, not primarily of the elders, though obviously that's important, it is secondary in this question, but to the role of and responsibility of, right, the operative functions of the body, the congregation itself, as we see outlined in God's word. So what are the functions of the congregation in Scripture that are specifically, if not finally, entrusted to them? Well, we don't see them arguing about carpet colors. Though many of us probably bear scars from those arguments. But remember, we don't structure Christ's church as a reaction to failures, right? We are called to evaluate God's word and live with conviction based on what clarity we find there regarding these matters. And what do we see, right? We see, and again, as Mike said and others have said, right, there may be some disagreement about how we interpret some of these passages, but we see the congregation, as I can tell, best I can tell, responsible for, in some form, regenerate membership. More than once, not solely responsible, I want to be careful, more than once, Scripture's example is to place the final steps of church discipline and the removal of membership not on the elders, but on the congregation. We see it clearly in Matthew 18, 15 through 20, and we see the appeal in action in 1 Corinthians 5. We see it in 2 Corinthians 2, verse 6. We also see the congregation responsible to recognize, affirm, and send, though certainly many of these are guided by and led by or encouraged by the elders in the local church. We see the congregation given an active role and responsibility beyond merely recognizing that someone's gifted, but also setting aside, appointing, sending those who would serve in particular roles and offices. Places like Acts chapter 11, verse 22, it's the Jerusalem church who sends out Barnabas to Antioch. In Philippians 4, 14 to 18, Paul commends the church in Philippi for kind of alone being the ones who are caring for his needs. In Acts chapter 6, as we've seen, the responsibility is given to the church to identify and recommend men for deacons. We also see the congregation is responsible to ensure the elders can do their work, and Jay-Z did a good job talking about that. Two examples we see in different categories. Again, Acts chapter 6, the congregation is told to pick out from among them a group of men to bear a practical burden and ensure that the shepherds can devote themselves to prayer and the ministry of the word. In 1 Timothy 5, verse 17 through 18, again, now a financial concern is on board here. Paul exhorts the church to pay those who labor in preaching and teaching so as not to muzzle them as they try to do the work allotted to them. Right? In both of those cases, it's the burden of the church body to ensure that that occurs. We see also the congregation is responsible in some ways to guard against false teaching. Not solely, right? We see Paul's instructions to watch and guard, maybe even not primarily, but we see Paul speaking in his letters to Titus and Timothy, or Luke recording Paul's speech to the Ephesian elders in Acts chapter 20, verse 28 to 30. But we also find these exhortations made to whole churches. You look at the book of Galatians, or 1 Peter, or as Paul addresses the church in Romans 16, 17. We see in all of these that both the elders and the congregation have a responsibility over what is taught. Removal of either piece of this responsibility seems to leave the church in great danger. And I can't separate this shared responsibility when I think about the qualifications for elders in 1 Timothy 3 and Titus 1. The congregation and the elders must watch and hold those who preach and teach accountable to living lives worthy of this calling. Not just the beginning of the calling and the putting them into that office, but also through the whole tenure of that eldership. It's a safeguard against elders who, on one hand, who won't call one another out, which is caring for them. But on the other hand, the congregation who might not even be close enough to see the problems at hand. Both levels of responsibility are necessary and biblical. Now, it may be that my bias as a planter of an elder-led congregation is showing, but again, the question of elder-led versus elder-rule comes down to our conviction about what Scripture actually says about the role of the congregation. Mark Dever once said that the biblical picture is that the elders are the steering wheel of the church, giving the church direction and insight onto how the church should go, but the congregation is the emergency brake to stop things when they get out of control. The congregation affirms the leadership of the elders, but checks it when it appears to be out of bounds. That certainly seems to be the biblical picture to me. I know not everyone fully agrees on that, but let me give a practical example for how that works out in our setting. In our elder-led congregational structure, we take elder leadership very seriously. And we see spiritual shepherding realities in the midst of almost every aspect of the church, or I should say every aspect of the church. Membership, service structure, music, children's care, budget. But we also take the congregation extremely seriously, and I think that's what we see in Scripture as well. Membership matters. Regenerate membership matters. So for us, we meet quarterly, first and foremost as an opportunity to affirm our covenant convictions with one another, our commitments to one another. But also we affirm new members at that time. Or we deal with discipline issues that may be rising up in the church at that time. We also call meetings to discuss things like budgets, right? How to steward the generosity of God's people to keep on mission and to meet the needs of the body. After congregational discussion, just to dive into budget a minute here, right? The budget is agreed upon by the elders and then recommended by the elders to the congregation, who then affirm that before it goes into effect. And that's a real vote that can actually stop the progress of the budget from being in place. But then it becomes, right, if not affirmed, becomes the shepherding responsibility of the elders to prayerfully revisit the things that are there, and to spend time teaching the biblical necessity for the things which then resulted in the rejection before bringing it back to the body. So members, deacons, elders all come before the body for affirmation, but the process leading up to the affirmation is guided by, taught through, led by the elders. I'd imagine a lot of elder-ruled churches have similar stuff going on, and I'd encourage you to talk together as you think about these things. But ultimately, my hope is that we're just as committed to look to God's word for the guidance on understanding biblical roles and responsibilities of the congregation as we are looking there for conviction that a plurality of elders is good and right. Because at the end of the day, it is the conviction about the biblical role of the congregation which should determine whether we fall into an elder-led or elder-ruled structure. Thanks for your time.